Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right. Well, we just talked with the governor of Michigan. Now we're going to talk with somebody who hopes to be the next governor of Michigan, former attorney general in the state of Michigan, Mike Cox. Mike, good morning.
Paul, great being here. I thought you were going to say the next governor of Michigan.
Well, I can't say that yet, but
that's what I was hearing.
Well, and that's what you got to hear if you want to win the job. What sets you apart from the other candidates?
I win, right? And when I win, I do big things. So, you know, everyone's worried about the cost of living. Mm-hmm. And when I'm on the campaign trail, I remind people, as a Republican, I'm one who won. Very few people have done that, the president, a few others. And our ideas don't matter if we don't win. And people also, as Attorney General, I took on big utilities, saved ratepayers over $3 billion. I took on Blue Cross, you know, and saved seniors hundreds of millions of dollars. I even took on Walmart when they were cheating in food pricing. So if you talk about food, energy, the things that we are all paying monthly bills, you know, I've worked for the people. I went to bat for them and then went on to create jobs, you know, in the private world. So folks are responding to that, and I'm starting to move up on the polls, and I feel very, very good now.
Well, you said off the air, what, 68 days until the
68
primary?
68 days, I think that's maybe. You know, in the Marine Corps, they always did whatever days it was in a wake-up. So pretty close to that.
Well, this is an important election. Michigan is falling behind on a lot of key economic indicators, education. How do you turn things around in Michigan?
We steal the best ideas of other states. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just have to steal the best ideas of other states, execute, and be tenacious, right? We can't give up the first time an idea fails. So when I was I'm here before, I talked about my granddaughters in Mississippi, how they get a better education in Mississippi. Folks, if you're hearing that for the first time, yes, in Mississippi than my neighborhood in Livonia, Michigan. And how'd they do that? Well, they just did fundamentals. Teach every kid phonics. Make sure every kid can read by third grade. Even a special education student like my granddaughter had to read by third grade. I didn't know it was possible, but they made it possible in Mississippi. What else do we need to do? We need to fix the economy, and how do we do that? 9 other states that are booming, the most prosperous states in the country right now, don't have an income tax. I declared on tax day last year, and I'm thankful for Perry for doing a lot of ads on that. But the reality is it's not just about 47. The reality is not everyone's going to get that kind of money, but it will be more money in everyone's pockets. For those seniors who still have a private pension that's taxed, you won't have that taxed anymore. But more importantly, for young folks, we were just talking off the air about a special young lady who's going to get married pretty soon. And for a young couple, it gives a young couple the ability to save quicker for that nest egg, to buy their first home here in Michigan. Whether it's St. Clair or Sanilac or wherever. But it also empowers 900,000 small businessmen and women, which create 2/3 of all new jobs in Michigan and America. It gives, that's what they pay. That's their state tax, is the income tax. And it gives them the ability to, you know, buy a new pizza oven, you know, get a new CAD CAM machine, you know, train their employees, become more innovative, and keep more money in their pockets to invest in local communities. And that's what drives economies today.
Talking with Mike Cox, Republican candidate for governor of Michigan. The theme at this year's conference is a quest for common ground.
Right.
It's very possible if you are elected governor, you might have a Democratic legislature to work with.
Well, you know, in the Marines, leading folks in the Marines, they don't, you didn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican, right? When I was a homicide prosecutor in Detroit for 13 years, I was promoted to be the head of the homicide unit by a Democrat by the name of Mike Duggan. When I was AG, the issues I fought for, unpaid child support, cold cases, utility bills, food bills, those were issues that impacted Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And that's the focus. You know, I don't care what parent from Menominee, Monroe, from Detroit to Dowagiac, doesn't want their kid to be able to read by the fourth grade. You know, who doesn't want a little more money in their pocket, a little more control over their lives? These are rallying cries. And I think people respond when they see leadership, when they see a leader who doesn't give up after the first time they fail, keeps pounding away day after day after day, and grinds. And if anything, I'm a fighter and I'm a grinder.
You mentioned Mike Duggan. Were you surprised that he dropped out of the race? How does it change the dynamics of the race? And would there be a spot for him in a Cox administration?
Well, a couple of things. I respect what some of the things he did in the city of Detroit. He moved the ball, moved the needle on some of those things. So that's to be admired. And I expect every time I turn on U of M games, I'm watching on TV, I see him courtside or down near the field. So I don't know that he's looking at state government or any other job other than U of M, but I don't know that to be the case. But, you know, the ability to work across the aisle, but also drive change and reform, we definitely need that. And come January 1, I'm going to hit the ground running. I learned a few things from him when he was my boss for 2 years as a prosecutor. One of them was to talk to everyone, and that's how I live my political life.
Mike Cox, good talking to you. I appreciate you stopping by.
I appreciate it, Paul, and it's great being back. And July 16th, I'm going to be in Port Huron for the races.
We'll see
I'm
you then.
Committed. All right. All thank right. you, sir. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Mike Cox with us, Republican candidate for governor on the new 105.5 WPHM.